Hello everyone, this is Dr. Steve, and this is this week's Weekly Wisdom lesson based on this week's Weekly Wisdom tips that were published both in my blog and also on my newsletter. Hopefully you receive those via your registration in the program, or perhaps they were shared with you. And it's a pleasure to have you with us here right now. Anyway, the purpose of this week's program is to explore the nature of our behavior and how we behave to others in regard to areas of frustration, anger, anxiety, insecurity, etc. In other words, what do we do when we are not feeling particularly positive? And I'm of the opinion that we have an opportunity in our lives in each moment to choose how our behavior is going to be displayed. Are you going to choose to behave in a way that is consistent with the mood you're in? In other words, if you're in a bad mood, well, then you act badly. Or are you going to act in a way that is consistent with a code of ethics, a code of conduct, a set of inviolable rules that you set for yourself? And by setting those rules, you are, of course, setting yourself up for some discomfort, which makes this, I believe, an extremely courageous choice. Because it's very easy to act negatively when you feel negatively. It's very easy to lash out at somebody when you're feeling unsatisfied, when you're feeling disappointed. It's certainly the easy way out to demean someone else and to blame them for the way you feel and to give them a hard time and to put the brunt of your own negativity on them. And I think that's what most of us do most of the time. I don't think we really give a lot of thought to how we are behaving from moment to moment. We just behave in a way that's consistent with how we feel in that moment. And I'm proposing the possibility that you can choose a code of conduct, a way of behaving, a way of interacting with someone else that has nothing whatsoever to do with the mood you're in or even the behavior of the other person. That you set your parameters for the nature of your behavior completely in advance of any circumstances or any moods or feelings, and you behave in that way no matter what. And I would go even further to say that not only do you behave in a certain way, but you even choose to a certain extent the outlook or the interpretation of another person's behavior. So let me tell you what I mean by that. As a magician, you know, a lot of times I get the opportunity to perform for large groups of people, sometimes on a stage, but also sometimes in what I call the walk-around venue, which means I'm walking around performing magic tricks for small groups of people, often at tables. I might be in a restaurant or a banquet and walking up to a group of people. And so it's a very interactive, very personal process, and I get to see how individuals are reacting to me. And in those situations, I sometimes encounter people who on the surface appear to be standoffish or negative or rude. And if I were to choose to behave based on those behaviors or even to interpret their behaviors as somehow being who they are, then I'd have a lot of uncomfortable moments in my life. But instead, I choose to believe that these people are positive, happy, warm, loving people, and then I just caught them at a bad moment, or that they just don't know what they're about to get themselves into. And that somehow, if I communicate it properly and I keep the positive spirit, that it'll be contagious. That soon they're going to feel just as positive as I do. And before you know it, we're going to be in a fairly warm and mutually rewarding relationship with one another. And guess what? It happens more often than you would think. So there are many times where I walk into a situation where I've been told that certain people are negative or unapproachable or something along those lines, and the experience that I have is very different from that. The experience that I have is almost invariably that they're positive and warm and friendly, and I just don't choose to live in a world where there's a lot of that going on, and so I don't see a lot of that. And I'd like to believe that somehow the attitude that I'm presenting actually has an impact on the way that other people are showing up. So it's not just their choice, it's actually to a certain extent my choice too. And because of that, I have a whole lot more power than, and so do you by the way, we all have a lot more power than we realize in regard to how other people show up around us and how they continue to show up around us. So imagine that. Imagine that you have a magic wand and you know you've got that magic wand and you know that by waving that wand, you're going to create a very warm, loving, positive experience all around you. Well, then you don't walk into situations expecting the worst. You expect that even if it shows up in a negative way at the beginning, that things are going to change, and they're going to change fairly quickly. And this is important in certain areas, and in other areas even more important. For example, if you're a teacher. You know, I had this conversation with a friend the other night about how often children are labeled as being behavior problems. This kid's just a rotten kid, or this kid is just a misbehaving kid, when often the teacher takes no responsibility for the kid's behavior. It's like, well, that's the way the kid is. But that's never the way the kid is. That's always, at least to some extent, the result of an interaction, a relationship. Nobody is one way. People are a way that they are to a certain extent because of how they feel inside, and to another extent because of how they're treated and how they're seen. And if you choose to see people in a very positive and respectful way, you get a whole different thing from them than if you choose to see them as being a rotten kid. And I think we as teachers do a great disservice to our students when we allow ourselves the luxury of being that arrogant as to believe that kids just are or aren't a certain way and that we've got nothing to do with how they're showing up. You've got to have a little humility. You've got to be willing to at least acknowledge the possibility that you're creating their behavior, and that if you were to become more positive and more respectful and to overlook the negative and to emphasize the positive, that you'd see an entirely different kind of behavior from them. And part of that comes from this idea of a code of conduct, a code of ethics. You walk into a situation choosing how you're going to act and how you're going to see the world around you. Now, I'm not saying this is easy. In fact, it's pretty hard. There are times when I walk into situations and I'm in a bad mood, I'm feeling negative, and I start seeing all that negativity around me. I start seeing all the rottenness of people around me. And the only difference between me and somebody who hasn't made this choice is that when I feel that way, I don't believe myself. When I feel that way, I say, oh, well, this is interesting. It's a filter through which I'm seeing the world. And if I'm seeing the world that way, that means that I'm wearing the wrong pair of sunglasses, and it's up to me to change that. I can't change the people around me. I can't give myself the arrogance of believing that they are the way that I'm seeing them. I simply realize, okay, I need to change something inside of myself, and before I change the attitude, the first thing I need to change is the behavior. In other words, I can't give myself the luxury of behaving negatively towards somebody, even if I'm feeling negative. Even if I'm feeling judgmental, I can't be externally judgmental toward them. I have to treat them with respect and love. And if I don't do that, the onus is on me. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. There's definitely a lot of examples of times when I haven't done this. But that's my commitment, and that is my intention, and that's the process. The process is one where you work on strengthening up your ability to stay inside of your code. And if you're having a horrible time of it, if you're really doing a rotten job of staying inside of your code, then you're probably walking into situations that are beyond your ability, and you've got to start choosing situations where you can succeed. In other words, training wheels, right? You need to be not putting yourself into situations where you have no choice but to go into the negative. And while you're choosing those situations, you're simultaneously strengthening your ability to live from your code. And how do you do that? Well, one thing you do is you meditate, because by meditating, you are strengthening up your ability to experience something, whatever that something is, whether it's negative or positive, from a neutral place. You may notice that you feel discomfort. You may be hungry. You may be angry. You may be tired. You may be insecure. Whatever it is, you feel it, but you don't do anything with it. You just allow it to be. And the more you practice this art of allowing things to be, the less you allow those things to have dominion over you, the less you allow them to have the power to determine your behavior. So if you've got someone in your life who tends to irk you or irritate you, or you find yourself becoming judgmental of them, you start by saying, no, I'm not going to let myself act that way toward them no matter what. I don't care how real it seems. I don't care how justified I feel. My code of conduct tells me that's not okay. I can't behave in that way. It's not all right. And secondly, I tell myself that if I'm seeing things from that point of view, that I have the responsibility of working through that. There's a lot of work ahead of me. I've got to work on being a mensch, that's a Yiddish word meaning a person of character. And I've also simultaneously got to work on this thing going on inside of me that makes me see things in a negative way. So that those situations that arise where I find myself automatically getting negative, I start looking at them in a different way. I start looking at them as a signpost that here's something I need to work on. From that point of view, it's actually a good thing. If something triggers you or makes you feel uneasy or unhappy, you could look at that like, oh, good, now I know what I need to work on. But the strength and the courage to be able to sit inside of your own discomfort, to feel angry and not lash out, to feel scared and not run away, to just sit inside of the feeling, to experience your own pain, and not to act from it, but rather to act from your code of conduct. is a very powerful thing and has incredible implications in terms of how you live in the world, how you relate to others. It empowers your relationships. It empowers your business. It empowers your parenting. It empowers your ability to teach. So the real secret to this is inner strength. The real secret is, first of all, come up with a code. What's okay in your value system in terms of how to treat others? And make it a set of inviolable rules. I cannot yell at someone. I cannot demean someone. I can't criticize them in public. Whatever those rules are, you write them down. And those are the rules that you're going to live by. And then when you find yourself wanting to break those rules, you stop and you notice that the reason you want to break those rules is because of a feeling inside of you that up to now has always compelled you to act in a negative way. But now it's not. Now it's just something you're going to notice. You're going to watch. You're going to see yourself feeling it, but you're going to have the courage and the strength not to act out. So again, the steps are, first, become aware of the code that you want to live by. Bring it front and center in your mind. Secondly, when you're in situations where you find yourself wanting to violate that code, sit quietly in your own discomfort, remind yourself of the code, and don't act out. And the more you do that, the stronger you get. And the more you do that, the less bad karma you create around you, the more positivity people experience around you. Part of that code of conduct is also a code of how you're going to see things. I choose to see the best in people. I choose to see the humor in every situation. I choose it. It's my choice. So you don't get to determine for me how I'm going to feel about you. I'm going to love you whether or not you act rotten around me, because that's just a choice that I'm making. And I'm not going to mistreat you, and I'm not going to yell at you, and I'm not going to reject you. I may correct you. I'll certainly tell you if what you're doing is a problem for me, but I'll do it with respect, and I'll do it with love. So my advice for this week is to live your life from a code. As soon as you get off this audio, write down your code of conduct. And then keep a journal and see how easy or difficult it is to live by that code of conduct. See how easy or difficult it is to avoid the urge to criticize or judge or be mean or whatever it is that you feel like doing, no longer allowing your mood to determine your behavior. Start living from a code, not living from a mood. Again, that's your choice. Do you live from a code or do you live from a mood? Step one, what is your code? Step two, how are you going to prevent yourself from violating that code? And see if life feels different when you start doing it that way. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your response to this experience. Please do share about it. Please share on our blog, on the comment area. Also, feel free to share this on Facebook. Send me an email. However you'd like to share this or share your experience or share your feedback is of great value to me and to others. So don't hide yourself under a barrel. Definitely stay out there and keep us informed of your feelings and how this sits with you. Also share the experiences that you have when you try this. For those of you who are members of the Mindful Selling and Leadership Monthly Membership Program, we will have an audio on our Hypnosis for Change audio series that will help you to absorb this idea into your deep subconscious mind. So tune in for that by going to the website and going to the member login area, putting in your username and password, and you'll have an opportunity to listen to this week's Hypnosis for Change call. If you're not a member of that, as always, I encourage you to join us. It's only $10 a month at this point. Well worth your while. You'll have an opportunity to learn this stuff at a much deeper level and absorb a new way of being. So anything that you can do to make this change, this transformation easier, I say go for it. I hope you've enjoyed this and it's given you something to think about. I hope to hear back from you. I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Take care, and God bless.